This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The ADA and the AHA and the ACS, you know, American Cancer Society, they literally promote the very things that cause the diseases that they claim to be trying to fight.
The Health Ranger Report.
They actually give people advice that worsens their disease. It's unbelievable.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
One of the interesting things I've noticed about society today is that most people are short-term, small-picture thinkers. And this is true about people in government, people who run corporations, and so on. I mean, look at the average corporation. They're just interested in the next year's profit. They're not really thinking ahead 25 years, usually. Look at people in government. They're just thinking about how they can have power right now, or how they can get a bribe right now. Or look at the drug companies. It's just how they can make money. Yeah, they have to plan ahead a few years because of the drug pipeline. You know, they got to plan ahead 5 to 10 years. But that's unusual in the corporate world. And most people, look at individuals. Most people in America today are living paycheck to paycheck. They haven't planned for the long term. They don't have savings. They don't have preparedness, supplies or gear or skills set aside. Now, as a person who always thinks long-term, you know, I'm always big picture thinker, like a lot of people who are looking at the long-term trends of society, where are things going, how does civilization continue on its current path, which things are non-sustainable and subject to collapse, and so on. Like anybody, my style of thinking is often considered very unusual for a society that's focused on short-term thinking. And my guess is that you share this with me. You are probably a big picture thinker. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to the Health Ranger Report. You know, you're probably someone who can extrapolate current trends into the future and look at where they're going. And again, as a result, your high level of thinking may not make sense to a lot of your family and friends who are just like, oh, what's on TV tonight? You know, that's the extent of their reality often with a lot of people. It's just, oh, you know, what's the next entertainment activity opportunity for them? They're not really focused on the things that matter. And so society is ruled by, in many ways, it's ruled by a lot of short-term thinking, including the voters, who are very short-term thinkers at the voting booths. They want to vote for whoever is going to give them the biggest handouts or the biggest benefits today, right now. They're not thinking about the long-term implications on society. And a great example of this comes from the state of Illinois, which is, of course, now bankrupt, financially imploding. And why is that? Because they knew this problem was coming in the 1990s, but their politicians and their voters wanted the handouts now. They wanted the big promises. They wanted the big, you know, labor union pension funds. And they had to have it now. They had to have it. You know, they couldn't give up anything for the long-term sustainability of the state pension funds. And as a result, they kicked the can down the road. They were not willing to make difficult cuts. And here we are with Illinois essentially, you know, bankrupt and going nowhere. And that's just, you know, this is the kind of thinking that leads to collapse of civilizations. And it's, you know, a lot of us want to have a society that will be sustainable, that can survive. And yet we find ourselves living in a society surrounded by people who are very short-term thinkers and not understanding where things are going or how things are going to collapse. And that's why I've often dubbed humanity a suicide cult. And some people laugh at that. You know, they nod their heads in agreement, you know, like laughing like, uh-huh, yep, I know what you mean. Humanity is a suicide cult. But it's absolutely true. Humanity, for the most part, again, I know there are exceptions to this, but for the most part, the way human beings run societies today is on a path of collapse, a path of unsustainability. You cannot continue on the path that we're currently on because you're going to run out of natural resources, you're going to run out of topsoil, you're going to run out of fossil fuels. You're going to run out of fresh water, fossil water as well for irrigation under, you know, underground water aquifers. You're running out of a lot of things, including rare earth minerals that are used for, oh, let's say solar power equipment manufacturing, you know, solar panels, wind turbines, and so on. You're running out of so many things, old growth forests, for example. You're running out of fish in the ocean ecosystems. And yet most people are focused on, oh, well, you know, we'll leave that to somebody else. Let that be somebody else's problem because we want, you know, our pension funds today, or we want our luxury lifestyles today. We want to be able to consume and live a wasteful lifestyle and not really live in a sustainable way because that's hard. It is hard to live sustainably. Even if you try to, it's very difficult. So not only is humanity a suicide cult, but humanity is a delusional species at the moment, as many species are, by the way. But humanity should be more intelligent than that. We should be intelligent enough to look at the long-term implications of what we're doing and change our ways right now so that we don't run into a brick wall of collapse. And that includes economic collapse and the global debt fiasco that has grown like a cancer tumor under our corrupt leadership, if you can even call it that. We're headed for a financial collapse. We're headed for a population collapse. We're headed for a food supply collapse. We're headed for a natural resources collapse. We're headed for a collapse of cheap energy and cheap fuel and so on. And even a global health collapse because of the contamination of our global ecosystem and our food supply and so on. Mass use of pesticides and herbicides on the crops. And yet people continue to live their lives day to day right now as if the world they know is infinitely sustainable and nothing ever has to meet the laws of reality. It's like people standing around shooting firearms up into the air for a long period of time and not thinking those bullets are going to come back down because they don't believe in gravity all of a sudden. And if you do believe in gravity, if you do believe in cause and effect, if you do believe in the laws of economics, you are portrayed as a fringe thinker or a kook or certainly someone out of the mainstream, even if you are very intelligent and very have taken a lot of steps to research to know what you're talking about. You're still considered out of the mainstream because the mainstream is all about just party on, you know, let's have fun. It's a hedonistic, narcissistic approach to living in society today. Everything is about the now. Everything is about being famous on YouTube, you know, people doing crazy stunts, shooting each other to get YouTube videos, sometimes fatally, oops, you know, Darwin Award time. People do anything for the now, and they don't think about the long-term implications for humanity. So I don't have an action item for you on all of this. This is more of a philosophical discussion, but I want you to be aware that if you are an advanced high-level thinker, don't expect to be, you know, the popular person at the party. Don't expect to be embraced by your family and friends. Although I'm fortunate, my family absolutely completely embraces all of my work. They're so proud of the work that we do at Natural News, by the way. And my family, they're all preppers and they're all into, you know, holistic living and healthy lifestyles and so on. So I have a very fortunate family that is very much in alignment with my own work. But I understand that most people don't have that, you know, you sit down at holidays with your family, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas or what have you, and you learn that your family members are morons that because they don't know, they have no clue, like, what's coming. Like, you know, there are people in Illinois who didn't even know that the state was bankrupt until recently. You know, there are people who have no idea that things are going to collapse. And when you start bringing those up, they might look at you funny because you're not part of their, you know, Kardashian culture of what's hot on TV and, you know, party time, entertainment focused lifestyle. And, you know, you don't compute to them because you are outside the box. But in reality, they are outside the box of cause and effect. They are living a delusion. They are living in a fantasy land. And you are the one who is looking at reality and saying, how is this going to unfold? If we fast forward this, you know, a year or two or 10 years or a generation. You are the one living in reality. But it comes down to the idea that, you know, reality is actually very unpopular. Maybe I should have entitled this entire podcast with just that. Reality is unpopular because reality requires owning up to the real story of what's coming. And that is not a popular concept in a society that is narcissistic and focused on short-term thinking. So just keep all of that in mind. If you are advanced in your thinking, if you are ahead of the curve, if you are intelligent, if you are aware and informed, you may not find yourself living in a society that is yet up to speed on your ideas. And that's okay. It's totally okay. You got a friend right here with me, the Health Ranger, you know, and other people who are on board with understanding what's coming and the implications of present day actions. In fact, it would be kind of an insult if you did fit into this current society. If you are fitting in, there's probably something wrong with you, because our current society is not exactly, you know, something that you should be proud of if you're in alignment with it, because this society is pretty stupid in many ways and certainly not sustainable in many ways. So feel proud of the fact that you might be different, you might stand out, you might be a unique thinker. It's totally okay. It's absolutely okay. In fact, you know, look in the mirror and be proud of who you are. The fact that you don't fit in, that your family might think you're a little bit out there, that's a sign. That's a good sign for you. That's a good sign that you're someone who is worth listening to, someone who brings value to thinking, someone who is a contributor to a sustainable society. Those are all good traits to have, and you can take some pride in the fact that you are one of those people. So keep listening to healthrangerreport.com for more similar analysis. As things begin to really unfold, of course, I'll give you kind of a more detailed focus on that analysis of what's happening, how you can be safe, how you can be aware and resilient yourself so that you can make it through all of the interesting things that are coming for humanity. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.